bunch of nice ones around.
I think on your side of town, you kind of just see random nice old cars here and there overall, right?
Yeah. And then every once in a while, I walk by that 4th and C place on one of the, I think the last Sunday of the month or something.
Yeah.
They always have some sort of gathering. Mm. Did you do any butter and eggs? Oh, you were gone.
No, I was gone.
You missed butter and eggs.
Yeah, missed butter and eggs. Did you... Anything?
Yeah, well, I went down.
Yeah.
We just go and...
like, watch the parade and leave.
We walk down and see the parade, and we're like, all right, I get bored.
Yeah, I was trying to explain, like, what butter and eggs is all about, and I, the best, like, horrific date.
That's, it definitely, like, you know, the city part of it, from what I understand, it's been getting bigger on that side.
Well, so they reined it in. It was... three or outside the beer gardens, and they started trying to, which made
that's probably smart.
And, God, I don't anything or whatever. There's a lot of just awning in bars and stuff during the day.
Baby in here.
Can't bring a baby in here. Yeah, last time I ended up at Gale's, like a bad.
I always find it funny. The way.
Yeah.
But we brought the Hooters girls with us, you know? And you're like, wow, this is so weird. It's like this big family event. And then it's always hilarious because you see, like, the Hooters girls, but then you can tell that somebody came up to them and were like, hey, cover yourself up, you know?
Yeah.
This is a family event. So they'll always just be wearing, like, some random assortment of, like, T-shirts or whatever they found.
Yeah.
This year it was like Lagunitas had a bunch of, I don't know the outfit that I would describe. It's basically like a Deadwood whore.
Okay.
You know? Like, hey, we've got 10 Deadwood whores on this.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's say, because there's only been a Hooters around here for maybe a year or two.
I don't even know where the Hooters is.
It's in Rohnert Park near the Costco.
All right.
I went once right after they opened to verify that, yep, it's Hooters is still pretty terrible.
Yeah, and got yourself some wings?
Yeah, I did.
Subway's the... I think the weirdest thing about Hooters is that they serve basically the grossest, like, food that, like, let's say you were entertaining the fantasy of somehow picking up a Hooters girl.
Sure.
You would not do that by eating this fucking gross, like, all over yourself barbecued food.
Yeah.
That's a hog, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's a hog going by.
Loud pops save lives, man. Yeah, Hooters is one of those places that somehow makes the Applebee's menu feel upscale.
I've only been to a Hooters one time. It was with Ryan. And within an hour, we were on some boat around Fisherman's Wharf.
Hmm.
After looking at the boat and being like, oh my god, that boat is such a piece of shit. Like, how is it in this area? And then we were just sitting there talking about, like, how could this really, like, crappy tugboat be stuck next to these huge yachts? And then all of a sudden, this guy pokes his head out. He's like, hey, this is my boat! And we were just piss drunk. And it then followed with a guy inviting us aboard and telling us stories on his really crappy boat that had, like, it was so bad it had, like, just old spare tires just, like, in the boat.
Yeah.
And then he made us promise him that we would get him a liter of vodka and we would return. And, of course, we did not return. We got out of there.
Yeah, that sounds like probably the smart move.
on a, yeah, smart move on a dumb night.
Yeah, Butter and Eggs Day is one of those weird Petaluma days where, like, it being kind of a drinking holiday in a weird way, like, kind of brings out a lot of people that you don't normally get downtown.
Right, so you see people that you haven't seen for a while.
You get that, but you also get, like, a lot of people who just don't know how to drink and kind of can't handle themselves in public, so you end up with, like, fights and a lot of just bad situations. I don't know. That's been my experience.
I'm a bigger fan of Veterans Day, having gone through the Petaluma Parade circuit now a few years. It's kind of got better things. Like, there aren't crappy floats.
Yeah.
It's mostly just old cars and old veterans and, like, just cool-ass, like, military stuff. They fly those 51 Mustangs around the city, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's always fun to just hear how loud those planes are.
Oh, yeah. They get so low, they're just screaming. Yeah, totally. This is the car I originally wanted to get. It's like one model up from my car.
It's a model up?
Yeah.
So that's a better car?
Yeah. Well, it's more expensive. I don't know. But
what makes it better?
Engine's faster, you know, better, like, suspension, kind of, that sort of stuff.
That guy's really using it.
Yeah, he's really, yeah.
I'm just going to draft behind the Budweiser truck.
Yeah.
Maybe he's thirsty.
Yeah.
Nicole laughed quite a bit at my loot that I brought home last night.
Yeah, nice.
My A&W.
Alan and Wright.
You're right.
Your Alan and Wright mugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
This person says, I watched a documentary about meth and it was in Petaluma. Huh. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe it's because those cars are kind of hard to get. Like, they don't make a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
But both the times that I went to a dealership to ask about them, I was just like, no, you don't want one of those. They're just kind of actively unselling me on the car.
Why?
I'm like, the gas mileage is fucking terrible. Like, the fucking tires just smoke off it. It's pointless.
I wonder if it's also because they're just hard to get.
Yeah, they're trying to sell me a different one. That's yeah, kind of what I was thinking too. But yeah, I don't know. My car feels like a good, happy medium. Like, it is reasonably fast, but still, like, reasonable to commute in.
What is your mileage on? What do you get?
It's like 26 or something.
Yeah. It's probably around what my Outback does.
Yeah.
Because it's got a bigger engine in it, too. I don't know. I just don't feel safe in a car that doesn't have at least... And I don't drive really ever above the speed limit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like everybody else. I sit above 10.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But... like, trying to get onto a highway, you know, if you can't get up to speed, I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, you can't just punch it. But I do like the color of this car. Yeah, it's nice.
Have you ever been to the state park?
No. Pauli. Heritage Day is coming up, according to that sign.
Heritage Day for the park?
I guess. I don't know.
There were a couple great floats in in Mutter and Eggs Day. There was a Occupy Petaluma group.
Okay.
Which was made up of like four people that had dressed up as like bankers that were like just had like all these marionettes and fake money. It was so silly because they had probably seven agendas. It was the water problem. There was...
All right, hang on. What's the water problem?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Everything but moon landings were like... Yeah, yeah. Of these four people, they each had a sign that was just like against everything.
That's pretty good. Did you get the impression they were serious, or were they like screwing around?
No, they seemed serious. But, you know, they were dressed in costume, so they could have just been like, hey, let's go be funny.
Yeah.
But they were middle-aged, so I don't think they were...
It's not an improv group.
Yeah. There was a... Speaking of improv groups, there was a senior citizen comedy group that walked through the parade with walkers.
All right.
But they had rollers on them and would dance with them.
Mm.
Which was kind of funny, but at the same time, you saw that there were a couple of them that kind of were really tired. You know?
They were just like,
I'm just going to push this walker. I hope none of my friends notice that I really am getting older. And I was like, who goes to a senior citizen comedy trip? I guess they probably go to, like, assisted living places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have some stuff online. Apparently, they're very serious.
What?
About 50,000 gallons of Petaluma drinking water being trucked out of town each day for some other purpose.
There you go. So there's an Occupy Petaluma website?
Yeah.
Gotta get those suckers on webhook, man.
Yep. Yeah. Like, hey, your site needs help. I want to help. I want to help the cause.
They need to edit together at the same time.
That's right.
The same form.
They need to occupy a CMS.
So weird.
Johnny V's announcing his new game about half an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing a thing in L.A., I guess, to do it. They're live streaming it, so...
I knew nothing about any of this, but I would love if the sequel to Disney Infinity was just called Disney Infinity Plus One.
It is going to be Disney Infinity 2.0.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. Which I think makes sense, because they couldn't get away with just calling it Infinity 2.
I think it should just be Infinity
Plus 1. Is pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
For kids?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they put out a teaser trailer a while ago that just says, like, version 2.0, like, on it, so. This shit'll probably be huge. They put Marvel dudes in it. It seems to be what they're gonna do.
I haven't played with those games at all. Do you still keep up with them?
Nah, I mean, you're there.
So. Like, you're not still buying Skylanders, are you?
Well, they only put out one a year, and they send them. So, yes, in a manner of speaking, they are... I am coming into possession of Skylanders. And they still send, like, the Infinity figures when they release new ones, too, so... They just announced the new Skylanders, like, last week. And it just seems dumb. Like, the whole thing is... Like, you fight bad guys and then trap them in a trap that you put on the portal. And then when you, like, take it out or whatever, you'll hear the guy you trapped making noise in there.
Okay.
Which, that... And then when you put it back on, you can play as that dude that you trapped, I guess. So, at...
So, kind of a Pokemon aspect.
Yeah, sort of. Or, like, a Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Yeah. And that just seems like, I don't know, like, I to me, the thing is, you look at the figure, it looks like the figure, you put it on, it's in the game. Like, just having some totem that makes noise, like, hey, let me out of here, that you put on, and then it's like, here's a dinosaur, like, that just seems fucking lame.
I'm now just laughing at, when you mentioned Ghostbusters, I was thinking about the early days of Dirt Bomb, when that Ghostbusters game was coming out, and we got our first exclusive. Which was the Annie Potts interview. We're like,
right.
We got Annie Potts.
We got Annie Potts. Ask her about Pop Secret. Ask her about her role in Who's Harry Crumb.
Designing women.
Yeah. What's Meshach Taylor really like?
Was it Delta Burke?
Yeah.
She the lady over there? Yeah. Designing women. I can't even... What were they designing? What was their business?
Clothes or something? I don't know.
There were four of them.
I always assumed it was just fashion
but
design.
But they lived in a house. I don't think it was fashion.
Interior design? Nah.
Yeah, something...
Was each one of them maybe a different...
Yeah, it could have been.
The type of designer?
There's lots of shoulder pads. Like, you want to look up what an 80s lady, like, off the street looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Watch yourself some designing women.
Yeah.
That's what my mom looked like. Just, like, power pads. Pretty much just like she was so like confused that she had to give an interview for some voiceover thing that she did.
Yeah.
I should be in this lane.
God, this lane just time for it to stop.
Yep. That's the way traffic works.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just turn around.
Yep.
Beep boop, beep boop.
Let's go home, get directly back into bed. It today. It's over.
I played Dark Souls for, I would say, an hour and a half last night.
Yeah.
And it was one of those nights. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to throw that game out. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, way it plays just seems like not at all like the type of game that I enjoy playing.
Yeah. What I like about the best part that I like about that game is the exploration.
Mm.
Like, it brings me back to older, brings me back to Morrowind, kind of, in a way.
Mm.
And maybe even, you know, in a more weird sense. Because you just really don't know where to go.
Right.
So you'll just start heading in a direction. You're like, what? Definitely a bad idea. Not the best idea. I did play some more WildStar over the weekend.
Hmm.
It's weird. I think that game I will play 100% just for the art style.
Huh.
Like, I really like the way it looks. It's just fun. And it feels... it feels kind of alive.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll give that a look. I don't know.
Just like weird scientists, like mad scientists.
Mm.
Kind of stupid humor. The quest stuff seems terrible. The combat seems pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see where it ends up. But like, I feel like I'm playing it just to see what stuff looks like. See what the next zone.
Yeah.
Destroy some robots or giant lizards or rocket pack people.
Gotta kill all those rocket pack people.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. But like character classes, kind of just traditional MMO type stuff. Like you're just kind of making tanks and healers and stuff, or...
I don't even know if there... I haven't gotten, like, that far to see any kind of the grouping mechanics. The warrior's basically a melee character that equips a big sword. I haven't seen any shields.
Mm-hmm.
There's a... I think it's a guns... It's not a gunslinger, it's a spell slinger. Kind of gun magic stuff. It seems all right. I think the one I should go back to that I actually really liked a lot was that Neverwinter game.
Yeah.
I just like that to me was the most fun combat-wise in an MMO. Like it felt like I was playing a regular game and not some, you know, chain system.
Right. Yeah.
And it looked good. I didn't have time to. I kind of wish it wasn't a free to play. Because I feel those games. I don't know. They just.
Like it just surfaces too much stuff. You're just like.
You're just like. Don't tell me what I can't get. And like. That I have to spend this much money for it. Like, I'd rather you just charge me a certain amount for the month and then I know what I'm getting.
Right.
In mind if they want to charge me like for a mount or something, but don't give me like armor and gem, you know. That always bothers me.
I always feel like, you know, like the shops, it's one of the things that makes it hard to start playing a game because mm-hmm. you look at this shop full of stuff and you're like, I haven't played enough of this game yet to know
which one of these three currencies.
Yeah, like if any of these matters, like do I need these items or not?
And that's Warframe's problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just kind of pushes me away before I can even get into it. There's that A&W. Let's just get off the road and go to A&W for breakfast. It's breakfast root beer.
I told you I'm not a fast food breakfast fan.
I don't think they have fast food breakfast. It would just be...
We'd just get another root beer float. Hey, can I get two more mugs?
I need two more mugs and three hot dogs.
What I really want is one of those sweatshirts. Just blue ass sweatshirt with a big ass A&W logo on it.
it's just kind of no game right now that I'm, like, that into. There's nothing, like, I'm not actively playing anything. I'm just kind of fiddling around with a bunch of different little things. And
well, you're a big game guy. Did Titanfall didn't keep your interest?
No. I played what feels like a significant chunk of that game and just kind of saw all the progression.
Yeah. I lost interest in it about a week.
Yeah.
I got all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, I can level up and do all these kind of things, but I don't. I think really I just wanted that game to not have the robots.
Hmm.
And I didn't like all the green stuff all that much.
Damn.
Do you have Watch Dogs in the office?
Nope.
No.
Nah, it's still like a month out. So. They had a thing, like Brad went and played a couple hours of it or something.
Yeah, I thought I saw something on the side.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he came away feeling positive about it. I mean, a lot of it looks like, hey, here's an open world game with cars and guns, but, you know, the hacking stuff looks alright, the story could be pretty good, and it seems like there's stuff to it.
Did you play through Second Son?
Yeah. Yeah, I reviewed that. That was, that's a good game.
Yeah, I always liked that series.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of burned through it, you know? I mean, I was reviewing it, but, you know, I largely played through it in a day. And ended up 100%ing it because the side activities are not that robust. So, it was fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's time to reach in that back catalog. Well, I have something you haven't played.
To go back to, though.
You should just get into Dwarf Fortress. A game that never ends.
Yeah. Steam that I want to look at. It's called Rogue Shooter. Okay. Colon the FPS roguelike.
Okay.
Like, it's just the most mechanical fucking name in the world.
Rogue Shooter.
FPS roguelike.
So it's just when you die, you start back at the beginning.
Yeah, probably.
Adding weapons.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like the idea of just, like, naming your game a genre. Just, like, here's the most descriptive way to tell you what this game is. Like, yeah, we could come up with some lore thing that's, like, Ninja Party Hot Guns. It's kind of the weird thing about Steam. It feels like you load it up every day. There's just like, here's 10 more games that you've never heard of that just kind of came out of nowhere and now magically exist.
Yeah. I mean, I think... Well, what's really happening in the industry is you have a lot of people just fracturing off from these large companies.
Yeah.
And it's never been easier to make a video game. Or, you know, it's the same thing as the startup world. They're basically, you know, just coming into their own golden age. But yeah, it's strange. The good parts are that you get all these interesting concepts. You know, people that are making like, oh, what if, you know, I'd like to make a game based on this. So yeah. You'll get your fractals or whatever, all these kind of just interesting games that are so unique that they're themselves. But then you also get the bad side of it, which is just everybody making fucking terrible clones of games that are already kind of buggy, you know, to begin with.
Right.
So you end up with 70 million, you know, Minecraft in space, 2D Minecraft.
Yeah. Yep.
Minecraft with robots, you know. And I think that's always kind of a bummer. But I think the bigger deal that I have is I just don't... Maybe it's because I'm not a kid anymore, but I just don't... I can't put up with kind of... like, buggy games, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
It's like, I don't want to play a game with like, oh yeah, no, it's a really fun game if you can get past all this shit. It's like, I don't mind that in an Obsidian game or something that's, like, got a high level of world, a detail,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But if I'm just playing a game that, by its nature, is just mechanics, and it's,
right.
you know, kind of buggy, then I...
That's kind of the thing with, like, all the early access stuff, too. It's just, like, you know, here's some half-finished stuff for you to play. Like, I started playing Broforce, which is on Steam. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's cool. But it doesn't have anything to it. It's just like, here are some levels, and you can just keep shooting, and then eventually the levels kind of wrap around. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice it at first, so I'm like, I keep playing because I'm still kind of unlocking characters. And then I was like, I don't think this actually goes anywhere. Like, there's no game here yet. Like, it's just stuff. And, yeah, that's... It's just really weird. And now it's like I feel like I care less when they update it because I've already seen all the unlockable characters and all this other stuff. So
yeah, you know, no, we're good, really.
Yeah.
I tell that to, you know, to Ian and stuff. My words of wisdom of being an old, now when I feel an old man web designer. I kind of say, I'm like, dude, you only get to say hello once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If your thing's a piece of shit or you made a big mistake, people aren't necessarily going to come back. They're just going to be like, oh, that thing, I tried it. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Coming up on the bridge here, so if people got some bridge questions, we'll take some bridge questions in a couple of minutes. what's up with Riff... Dave, what's up with Riff Raff's album? Why isn't it out yet? Okay.
I don't know.
Any plans for a webhook podcast?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't know that a lot of people would listen to it. I think it's nice to think that people would listen to it, but I don't think people care. There will be a bunch of tutorials here and stuff, though. Mm. I think that might be more useful.
Yeah. Have you played any Child of Light yet? No. I watched Brad play it for a little bit. Looks neat. Forward to Extreme Rules this weekend. Yeah. I think some of the build-up they've done in wrestling for this show is a little weak. But there's some interesting stuff. Elder Scrolls Online 2 release. Yeah, no, that's... I doubt there'll be an Elder Scrolls Online 2.
Get another Blizzard MMO in the next 2 years?
No.
No?
No. I think the thing they're working on will not be out in the next 2 years. What summer movie are you looking forward to this year? Are you looking forward to anything?
Man, I'm Mr. Movie. I have over 1,000 DVDs. I'm the guy that has always kept up with movies, that all goes to shit as soon as you have a kid. I don't even know what's coming out. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, same here. I don't really. So is it like Guardians of the Galaxy? Is that some kind of Marvel?
Is that the Chris Pratt one?
I have no idea who that is.
He's Parks and Recs. He's Andy.
No.
You don't watch Parks and Recs?
No.
Your media sphere is so specific in some cases and just avoid in others. Like, I can't figure out how most of the time you can see people moving along a path.
My path is I don't particularly like story-based sitcom-style television. Like sketch type shows, and that sort of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what movies are even coming out.
Isn't there a Godzilla movie or something? Is that coming out this year?
Oh, yeah, I think that's... I don't know. I assume that's out this year.
Assume you saw the Star Wars cast photo.
I didn't see a photo. I saw like a list of people.
Yeah. Star Trek franchise. Because Abrams is now off on Star Wars.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
Star Trek's, I assume he's just passing it over to somebody.
I don't know.
I'd assume they'd make another one.
Yeah, I would assume so. I didn't see the second one. I meant to.
It wasn't.
I will see that movie eventually.
Too referential.
Mm.
Which in not the good ways. Not no. in a creative way.
Yeah, yeah.
More just like aping to the crowd.
Ugh.
And you're like, I can't believe you did such a good job with that first one. Why did you have to go and why did you make an alternate universe so that you could retell
yeah.
the stories?
Oh, I guess Spider-Man 2 is out this weekend.
I did not even see Amazing Spider-Man. I have no interest in seeing another Spider-Man. That reboot was too quick. I
did not see Spider-Man 3. So, yeah, I don't really give a fuck about any of that.
Isn't there the new X-Men thing? Yeah, yeah, that I'm looking forward to. Days of Futures, Future Past, isn't it?
I saw some chocolate-covered pretzels that were, like, white Wolverine flavor. So, yeah, there's new X-Men coming out.
I'd really like Alan Cumming's Nightcrawler to come back. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in that movie.
No. He's good.
That was fun. X-Men 2 was my favorite of the X-Men. Look at this guy just not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Just fucking walking in his white shorts. Just took his shirt.
It's like, fuck that, it's hot.
Listen to music. Just enjoying myself. Fuck you.
I like how we switch our drives. And we get the marina side mornings. And the tenderloin night times.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, running the gauntlet of the city.
Yeah. Seeing the full spectrum.
Yeah.
First student.
Did that Need for Speed movie ever come out?
I have no idea.
I remember hearing from people that saw it at, like, screenings or something. I assume it came out. I bet it wasn't very good.
They saw the early access version on Steam.
Yeah.
American Grout Specialists.
Oh, is that coming out this summer?
The Bay Area's Grout and Tile Specialists.
That just sounds like a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
American Grout.
They're a family that's been doing this for over 200 years. They grouted Thomas Jefferson's Monticello.
Four generations of grouters.
On this episode, Dad and boy fight over the mixture in the ground.
He needs to step aside.
Company. Can't put a bow on it.
Needs more grout. And their son doesn't want anything to do with the grouting business.
And later, it's a home-cooked meal with the entire family.
Pass the grout!
I'm eating grits! Done.
Yep.
Let's get that signed up.
I'll just get these guys on the phone. That'd be like a fun like prank call series is yeah. randomly calling businesses and telling them that you want to form a reality show around their business. Yeah. we just got a really good idea for, you know, American Grout.
Mm. Steve Sanders from CBS. I'm calling for Mr. Gershman. He's interested. We're looking at a couple different businesses in the area, but we thought your toilet cleaning and plumbing specialty store could really make an interesting series.
American Pipe Cleaners.
Can you please send us pictures of your daughters and your last income statement. Thank you.
Next time on American Ground. When a local school is flooded, there's only one guy who can save the day.
We've got to get in there and grout those kids.
Morgan Freeman shows up.
Mighty fine work, son. You really grouted those kids.
That's a pretty good Morgan Freeman. Bet you've never tried one before. I still want my TV Carnage reality series. That's just a movie.
Somehow where they've just stretched together. That's, I mean,
just every reality show together.
Oh, right.
Some sort of plot.
That's what cop movie was supposed to be, but all cop movies.
Throw in some Ronnie Dobbs.
Yeah.
That Odenkirk spinoff still happening?
I think so.
Better Call Saul?
Yeah. I assume so. I don't know that's like, it's weird because the name Better Call Saul with like Bob Odenkirk as a shitty lawyer, it just sounds like a comedy. But for it to be a Breaking Bad spinoff, doesn't it kind of have to not be a comedy?
I don't know. His stuff was pretty comedic in it.
Mm.
Maybe he'll just turn it into something completely unrelated. Like, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, yeah, look, we'll do it, but I'm going to make this thing something entirely not Breaking Bad.
Right.
Like, we're going to have animated segments of it. Nobody's claiming this building. It must be pretty crappy.
Yeah, I mean, 35,000 square foot creative space. But that whole thing, I mean, the marquee and everything just makes me think it's like a converted movie theater or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, what, Viz was?
Right.
I just don't know. You'd have to assume that with all the tech stuff and all the, you know, shortages.
That's true. Someone would need that much space, yeah.
Maybe they just gutted and fixed the building.
Mm.
Maybe we can just set up a little studio and we can shoot American Grout there.
Yeah. The Infinity thing has started. Is Samuel L. Jackson there? Really? Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson is becoming a weird, like, hyperbole of himself.
Yep.
Like, he's almost become like a weird Snoop Dogg character.
Just like, do you have a product and or service?
Yeah. Do you need me to yell at you?
Yeah.
But smile at the end?
Right.
Possibly doing so in a Kangool hat.
Right.
They must just send him hats. Like, special hats.
Oh, sure.
Because it's really just him and maybe, like, five golfers.
Mm-hmm. Wearing Kangools? Yeah. Yeah.
My dad, though, also wore those crazy goddamn Cosby sweaters.
Mm.
Like, the ones that were just threads and threads and
threads.
Yeah, yeah. Weirdness.
Huh. I can see, like, Joe Pesci being somewhere wearing a Kangol right now.
Where is Joe Pesci right now? That's a better question.
Mm-hmm. He just kind of retire.
I haven't seen him around.
Yeah.
Might be on American Grout.
Yeah.
The Grout guys do a custom job for a celebrity. And then cut to commercial.
Yeah.
As he's, like, walking in.
Right.
It's Joe Pesci. Star of Home Alone.
Yeah, I need some grout.
That's for a thing. you know, you don't need to worry. It's, you just got a problem. You gonna grow out or not?
Retirement from acting.
Really?
In 1999, announced his retirement from acting to pursue a musical career and to enjoy life away from the camera. He returned in 2006 when he's in The Good Shepherd, 2010 in The Love Ranch. And that's, yeah, that's kind of about it.
I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah, at some point you're just like, look, I don't, I mean...
He must have made a shit ton out of Home Alone.
Oh. I don't know. You think he had points on Home Alone?
I think anybody who's an actor is going to get residuals from that movie, and that is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, right, right.
Like, that plays all the time. Are you getting updates?
Looking for some updates. Haven't seen any updates. Trying to see what was going on with this Disney thing.
New in Disney Infinity.
Yeah. It's Marvel. Just like...
The characters from American Growl.
Yeah. The American Growlers are there. I don't think Johnny's on that live stream until the very end, so I'll get there in time to... see him say some real shit.
To watch him smile.
Yeah. He said, we're so proud that you could all join us for the... They're just saying how awesome Infinity is. Okay. There's your update. Tear this street up in so many different random ways. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Always just reminds me of falling down. Street was broken yesterday. I guess the rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm. That movie blew my mind when it came out.
Yeah.
Very good role of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
man, I'm fucking tired.
What time did you get to bed?
Like 1.
I got to bed about midnight.
Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes. What are they? Whatever. I'll find out when I get in. I was going to say, what are they? Do they actually say what they're going to call the game? Because I think I have a game page created as just Disney Infinity 2.0. Because that seemed to be the direction they were moving in. All right, dude.
Yep.
I'll see you tonight. See you guys later.